Well, we go live to New York City right now and join Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs with his special guest today with the Live with the Jazz Cat segment. And I also want to let you know that you can get all the exclusive interviews on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio simply by going to Leroy's website, which is www.thejazzcat.net. Thejazzcat.net gets you all the information as to what's going on in the jazz scene, as well as Leroy Downs's exclusive interviews here, the Jazz Cat himself, Live with the Jazz Cat, exclusive on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And we turn it over now to Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat himself, in New York City. Leroy?
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
All right. It's all yours, buddy.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you that New York is such an amazing town. It's so very exciting. And yes, today I am broadcasting from New York, from a very special place, actually. I am in the loft in Midtown Manhattan, in Ornette Coleman's loft. It's gorgeous here, and I'm here sharing some time with Ornette. But today's guest that we're going to talk to is my man, Mr. Ron Blake, and I got him on the line right now. What's happening, Ron?
Everything's good, Leroy. It's good to hear your voice almost real close.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, much closer, though.
Much closer, on the same coast, at least.
Exactly.
Well, as many of you know, I'm out here for the International Association of Jazz Educators Convention that starts actually Wednesday through Saturday. And Ron, you're going to be playing at the convention.
Yeah, I'm opening on Wednesday night. I'm going to be a special guest with Joey DeFrancesco and his amazing trio. We just did a week last month here in New York at the Iridium with Bobby Hutcherson, and it was just incredible. And so I'm looking forward to that. We're, you know, gonna be doing stuff from his last CD that I was a guest on, Organic Vibes.
Right.
So that's the game plan. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I think this is the first time I've played opening night at IAJE. So.
Oh, beautiful, man!
Yeah, pretty cool.
Who else is in the trio besides you and Joey?
And Jake Langley plays guitar, and Byron Landon plays drums, and that's the group.
Should be pretty exciting. You're working on a new project yourself.
As a matter of fact, I'm in the studio right now working on my next release for Mac Avenue, and hope to have it in your hot hands in the next couple of months, hopefully if everything goes as scheduled, which is never the case when you're making a record. Hopefully, it'll be released by the beginning of the summer.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to that. Who's on the album?
The new project is I wouldn't call it a detour. It's sort of a continuation of the last CD, but a much mellower approach. The project is primarily a duo record that I'm putting together with Michael Caine, pianist and keyboardist that played on Sonic Tonic with me, incredible keyboardist and pianist that many people know him from, various groups that he's worked with over the years, but he was a staple in the LA scene before moving to New York years ago. And we worked together in Michelle and D'Agnicello's group, Spirit Music, Jamia.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of where we started to collaborate, and we fell into this. It was really interesting. We were actually on tour with Michelle, and we had to do a taping for a radio show for the BBC. And we were in London, and they got us there like 3 hours early or something, and we were all set up, and we had flown from someplace ridiculous the night before, had no sleep, you know, the whole deal. You can imagine.
Generally like that, isn't it?
Hey, well, no. But at least I try not to have it be like that.
Right.
And so we were all set up, and they said, well, you guys have 2 more hours before you start the show. And everyone was like, man, we could have been asleep. Okay. So they took us to get something to eat. I mean, I was so exhausted. There was like a loft. And I walked upstairs, and I sat down on this couch and made some tea, and I'm just kind of sitting there cooling out. And all of a sudden, I hear this beautiful Bach being played, you know?
Yeah.
And I came downstairs, and he wasn't playing piano on Michelle's gig. And and his touch was just incredible, man. You know, he's playing this amazing Bosendorfer, of course. So, you know, that helped, too. But, I mean, the sound that he was getting out of the instrument, and I said, man, we really need to do something. So we started doing, you know, playing some duo concerts this past summer. And we've just kind of been putting it together piece by piece, talking about it more than anything, you know, because a lot of times I think, for me, especially after the last project I did that Michelle produced for me,
right,
I really spend more time thinking.
Well, I know
production.
I know your last project was produced by Michelle and Diego Terrell. By the way, you're on live KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, 1410 AM, out there in Carmel, California, and all over the world that online. But today we have with us Ron Blake, and he's talking about a brand new project that he's putting together, a duo project that he's putting together.
Duo project, and, you know, I just learned a lot about spending the time, you know, researching material and talking about ways to do things, and I think it's you know it requires a you know a little bit of thought, but then a lot of it is just love and patience to let things sort of develop organically where they need to be. And with a duo thing, you know, surprisingly, you think it would be really easy, but there's a lot more freedom.
A lot of space.
There's a lot more freedom. And it's not, you know, you don't have like your traditional sort of roles that you would have with drums and bass being involved there too. So it takes on a different thing. But we have some special guests involved in the project too. We're going to have a few trio settings on the recording. I have Gilmar Gomez, Brazilian percussionist, just doing some stuff, and Christian McBride is going to play my good friend on a couple tracks as well, and really blessed to have Jack DeJohnette is going to join us as well. And
well, it sounds like you're surrounded by some really, really beautiful and creative musicians that all together managed to put together such a tremendous project for you.
It feels that way so far. We're going back in the studio tomorrow to continue. We've been sort of doing it in bits and pieces, just trying to make that deadline that I was talking about.
Right.
But working around everyone's schedules and everything is at this time of the year too. Over the holidays and stuff was a little bit of a chore. But like you said, I mean, the real thrust of the record is, you know, if you listen to the compositions on the last record and then you kind of filter that down to the sound of maybe the duet tune Pure Imagination,
right,
that we did, or the last track on the CD is called Pizarro's Floor.
We got a really interesting story about that. The CD is actually called Sonic Tonic, and Pizarro's Floor is a real interesting story that you told me about how that piece was composed.
It was composed. I had an idea for a tune, but it sort of fell more in a regular song format. And working with Michelle, you know, and hearing it, and you know, I kind of felt like she thought, well, okay, we can do that, and that sounds great, and y'all are really great musicians, and that'll sound great, but why don't we try, you know, putting this together a little bit differently? So it was very much, that we spent a lot of time putting that together. It's almost like we put it together without addressing the melody. We used the melody. Actually comes out in parts of my solo, and if you listen to it real carefully, the guitar is playing parts of the melody with me. So it was sort of this natural thing that sort of like evolved, and I got from her, you know, and for myself, the thought for me came out of that as we were putting it together, was like, well, this is probably a lot more like what Pizarro's paintings are like. You know, just as far as him being considered the grandfather of Impressionism and stuff like that. And I told you, and many of your listeners may not know, but he was born in the Virgin Islands, which is my hometown.
Right.
You know, his family was, trying to evade persecution in Europe and made their way to the Caribbean. He was born in 1803, so I mean, they must have gotten there sometime before that. And his parents used to let him go for broke with chalk on the floor of their house. And it still exists today. It's a historical site in St. Thomas. But, I mean, it's very faded now. But if you can imagine that, you know, what would become the great artist that sort of was he created a whole style, you know. It was just a kid down in the islands running around on the beach and whatnot.
Generally, they don't, you know, folks don't let children write on the floors and walls. And with somebody that such a great artist like this, it's just a way for them to express themselves. And you took a physical type of expression and you put it into your music and you made a song about it, so you know it's got to be beautiful.
Oh, man, you're too kind. You know,
hey, man.
It's a part of the experience, you know, that we're all sharing it now. Something that you said a little while ago just about having creative people around you and really tapping into that. And I think everyone, you know, as in these times, I mean, I think it's really important for us to honor that in ourselves and in our peers and our elders, you know, to really, you know, foster a community that will support that a lot more, because a lot of times it doesn't seem to get done. You kind of have to find that diamond in the rough and go, oh, yeah, well, that's a part of the human existence, too. Yeah, we're not just out here, you know, turning out the 9-to-5s and et cetera, et cetera, you know. And I'd like Michael and I, Michael Kane, I have a lot of Michaels working on my project. Michael Kane and I, my engineer's name is Michael too. You know, we really, you know, have you know, just come into a place where we really feel like the music needs to really focus on simplicity, melody, strong melody, which I always talk to you about whenever we sat down to do interviews. I talk about melody and sound like all day as being the most important thing. So, I mean, this is a chance for me to really focus on those elements and, you know, as it is. And then we'll see what happens after that. But I've always wanted to do something like this. I thought I'd probably needed a couple more years just from an artistic standpoint and just life experience standpoint. I didn't know that I would be ready at this point in my career to attempt something like this. And I'm sure I'll revisit it again, because, I mean, it is a lot of fun. And, you know, without trying to, you know, it's good to turn off the music and just listen to what's in your head and see what comes up, you know.
Yeah,
and
space and creativity.
Exactly.
Well, my man, you know, it's been such a beautiful time talking with you. I know we're running out of time, but as I mentioned earlier when I started the show this evening, I said that I'm broadcasting from New York City inside the loft of Mr. Ornette Coleman, one of your favorite players, and
right.
I figured you'd like to say hello, so
I would love
to have him say hello to you and all the people in Carmel, so hold on 2 seconds.
All right.
All right.
How you doing, Mr. Coleman?
Oh, pretty good, Ryan. How's everything, man?
It's great. It's great to hear your voice.
Same here.
You know, want to say thank you for all your music and your creativity, and I hope to meet you in person someday
soon. Oh, anytime and anywhere is fine with me.
Okay. Well,
I'll definitely
come find you then.
In New York, I'm at 241 West, on the radio, he said.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll get the information. Don't worry.
Okay. Nice weather where you are.
Oh, no, I'm actually here in the city, too.
Yeah,
I live uptown.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Very, very. So I look forward to seeing you, man.
Oh, well, you're in this vicinity, just ring my brother and come on up.
I will.
Anything.
Most definitely.
All right.
All right. You take care now.
Okay.
Well, we'd like to thank you for being with us today, Ron, my very gracious host today with me, Ornette Coleman, and allowed us to broadcast from his place in New York. So it's very beautiful.
That's great, man. So I look forward to seeing you, man.
I'll see you soon. I'll see you at the conference.
See you at the conference, okay?
All right. Now.
Peace to everyone out there in California. Carmel.
Absolutely. Larry?
Yeah, Leroy, thank you very much. And we hope to have you on maybe tomorrow live from the International Association of Jazz Educators Conference.
Absolutely. We'll, I don't know who I'm going to interview tomorrow, but I'm sure there'll be tons of artists and musicians there, and we'll figure out a good time. And we'll pull one over and have him talk to you just like we do today.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll work out a schedule off the air. So, again, thank you to Mr. Ron Blake and Mr. Ornette Coleman for coming on as your guest host today, as well as the great Leroy Downs, the jazz cat himself. And if you'd like to get more information on this particular interview or any other interviews that the Jazz Cat has held on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, simply go to his website, www.thejazzcat.net. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to the title track off of Ron Blake's album here. It's a double CD album, and we have it on sale at the Jazz and Blues store here called Sonic Tonic. And we go to the Ron Blake composition, Sonic Tonic, with Ron on tenor saxophone, David Gilmour, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Terrion Gully on drums. And by the way, there's a number of other jazz luminaries on the CD, including Christian McBride, as well as David Gilmour, and a number of others that I don't have time today to go over. But we will be playing this CD more and more on the air, as you've already heard, over the past few weeks, as well as you can come into the Jazz and Blues Company store, or you can reserve your own copy, 624-6431, and reserve your own copy of the Sonic Tonic. And here's the title track off of that new CD by Ron Blake. Actually, it's just about a few months old, but you can pick it up here at the Jazz and Blues Company store. We'll be right back. Title track off the Ron Blake CD, Sonic Tonic. Titled Sonic Tonic, and you heard Ron on tenor sax, and I tell you what, there's a host of jazz luminaries, Christian McBride on bass and on this CD, as well as and Ruben Rogers on drums. Ruben Rogers on electric bass. We have Terrion Gully on drums in this composition, and just a number of others that I would like to be able to, when time permits, relate to you. But come on by the Jazz and Blues Company store and take a look at it and pick it up right here. It's a double CD set, by the way, so you're going to be treated to one of the great jazz players. And also I want to thank Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs for his interview with Ron Blake, and a special co-host today was Ornette Coleman. So